This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, May 31, 2009. The Undoing of Babel. The scripture is Acts 2, verse 8. How is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Today is Pentecost Sunday. The crowds who heard the apostles preaching in many different languages wondered what was going on. They did not realize that what they were witnessing was an earth-shaking event. Long ago, because people thought too highly of themselves at Babel, God decided to frustrate their ability to understand each other's words. Now, at Pentecost, it became possible to begin undoing that curse because Jesus had accomplished a world-embracing salvation. The disciples' preaching in different languages did not bring confusion and division. It brought understanding and unity. In one day, 3,000 new believers were baptized and added to the church. The book of Acts describes the variety gathered into Christ's kingdom. Salvation came to an Ethiopian eunuch, to a former persecutor of the church, and to a Roman officer. Lydia, a cloth merchant, was saved at a riverside, and a Philippian jailer and his family were saved after an earthquake. It's not always easy sailing after Pentecost. Often the going was rough, one person here and another there accepting the gospel, while great numbers continued to scoff. But the tide was beginning to turn. A great hinge of history had swung open. The good news was going out to the ends of the earth.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.